Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'era, and I appeared. Week 14, Third Aliyah. See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Exodus 7, verse 1. Can a man be God? The Eternal gave Moshe an extraordinarily great position. The Hebrew text reads literally that the Eternal set Moshe to be Elohim to Pharaoh. This is the second time in which it is said about Moshe that he is Elohim. Chapter 4, verse 16. This teaches us, in the first place, that the Hebrew word Elohim is not a name, but rather a position or post or a task. The title Elohim has to do with great power and authority. It is one of the titles that the Tanakh, the Old Testament, uses for judges or Israel. Exodus 22, verse 9, Psalms 82. In the second place, we learn that in Hebrew, a plural form in a word not always implies more than one. Moshe was but one person, and he received the title Elohim in plural. There are other examples of use of this very same title with a plural form, without it referring to a plural noun. The god Baal is called Elohim, Judges 8:33 and 1 Kings 18:27, this being just one, etc. Therefore, the plural form must be understood as an enlargement of the position and not as several people or personalities. The plural form is used in Hebrew text in a similar way the capital letter would be used at the beginning of a name in English. The function of Elohim implies a tremendous responsibility and authority. As an authorized representative, Moshe had the power to speak very powerful words as the Eternal himself. Besides, he had power to make powerful miracles whenever he wanted. The one who is so trusted by the Eternal is trusted by him because he was approved in his tests and has displayed an extraordinary faithfulness. The more faithful a person is to the Eternal, the more authority and responsibility he will be able to hold. Moshe was faithful, and Hashem gave him the position of being Elohim. Be faithful over little, and you will be worthy of being trusted by the one who sees even the hidden things. Use what he has given you with faithfulness, and you will have more and more. May the Eternal grant you the wishes of your heart. Shalom.